My name is Christine Bouyoc. I am the director of the Bargoin Museum, which has two departments, and I was originally trained in textile. My initial focus was on carpets and then textile from outside Europe. This piece is a contemporary Korean piece made by an artist called Lee Chung-gi, born in 1945, who is still alive, and this piece was acquired from her by collectors from whom we bought this textile collection. This piece is quite strong because it has two aspects. The first is that it is a textile creation that corresponds to the standards of Korean textiles, and then an echo of the work of women who work using these scraps of textile pieces that they add to each other in an economy of means, and Lee will really use it in her creations with larger pieces, again making reference to the work of these women. These women will work in particular areas called Ankae, which is the area of Korean traditional house where women lived, where they will completely subject to a diktat, to a law where they are not considered as full human beings, but as inferior women. And they will meet in a particular room called Utbang, where collectively these women will work on sewing and will produce pieces of great finesse, and above all, of great creativity. The durumagi traditionally is a long coat without a slit, used by both men and women, which was held by a belt above the chest. This coat was the indoor coat for high society and the outdoor coat for the common human being. This privilege disappeared at the end of the 19th century when it was decided to blur this class distinction. This textile was testified to this change in society. As this piece of clothing was democratized, we noticed that the sleeves became shorter and closer to the arm. Then the coat will be a little bit closer to the body so that it will be easier. We are going to keep a little social connotation again. We are going to keep the dark color for people of a slightly higher rank, but we are staying with a piece of clothing that it is in the idea of an outer clothing that is significant of an evolution in Korean society. In her work, Lee pays tribute to the history of Korean textiles and to the history of Korean women through the techniques she uses. She uses a technique called geki, which is a sewing system that makes it possible to make very thick seams that will completely structure these textile elements sewn together. She also kept the idea of the transparency of these fabrics, which were used to make summer clothes. She also kept the idea of transparency of these fabrics, which were used to make summer clothes. And she uses a large red band, a red strip around the collar that runs down the length of the coat, giving the idea of wearing the piece. When you see this piece folded or put on the ground, there is a kind of headstand or shoulder stand that is imposed by this big red line. For us, it is a contemporary piece that really makes the link between tradition, the contemporary, and this desire to testify to collective history and the history of these women. This artist is really a kind of complete artist on the transformation of individual imaginations and the collective imagination while mixing her own. In Imagine, what interests me is the root of the word image, and what I found extraordinary is when we go from this idea of an imaginary that is a mental image to physicality. This is what happens in this exhibition, in this project. That is to say that we are going to move from a mental image to a physical image, and that this is the only way to translate the imaginary. For us, it will be through textile, and as you can see, the textile pieces are large. For me, this is really a way of saying that the imaginary must impose itself. It's becoming more and more important in the textile world. The works are becoming larger and larger. The message for me is clear. The imaginary is growing and taking on increasingly monumental forms.